Hey everybody, this is Johnny Giulietti from Hardline, Axel Rudy Pell, Crush 40, and so many other projects. 95 albums, can you believe that? But you're watching me right here on CMS TV. Rock out, people.
Turn it up, you're listening to Live and Loud with the Lord, Nelson, that is.
Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is yours truly, the Lord. Nelson, that is, yes, indeed, the big guy with the big show from Live and Loud with the Lord on the CMS Network with Five Royals Entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I had another episode I was going to put out, and then I said, no, I want to talk about this right here, man. Because it's just kind of bothered me a little bit, man. It bothered me a little bit. And first, let me say this disclaimer. These are solely the thoughts and opinions of the Lord, Nelson, that is. And I am totally accountable for everything that I say. All right. First of all, okay, I got that out the way. Now, you see the picture behind me, right? I took down all my other stuff so I can just really, you know, focus on this right here. Focus on this young lady right here. Focus on this song. I don't know what's going on, man. I just have questions, okay? I know that maybe I'm just, you know, maybe it's me. Maybe it's not the rest of the world, man. Maybe it's just me. I still say that the world is not crazy. It's the people in it, but maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the oddball. Maybe I'm the weirdo, okay? So I want to talk about this young lady right here. I mean, kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know her name. I don't really have to say it, but I want to talk about her song, Texas Hold'em. It's a country song, and there's so many people that are wilding out about it, right? And you know, look, I got my notes here, and listen. First of all, let me say this: I am a Beyoncé fan. I like Beyoncé. I like her singing. I think she's an amazing artist, an amazing creative. Of course, you know, she's got Jay-Z there. I mean, she's everywhere. Her shows sell out like Taylor Swift sells. Listen, she's unbelievable, okay? But that's my opinion. And now what we're talking about are opinions, because a lot of people have expressed their opinions, and everybody has a right to their opinions. So I want to express mine also, you know, on the real. So what's the real problem with the song, man? You know, I mean, I watched the video and I listened to the song multiple times, man. And I was just like, I get it, man. It's just a good feeling song, man. It's just her doing what she does. She is a creative. She's an artist, man. She's amazing. In my opinion, she's amazing. There's a lot of people that say that Beyoncé can't sing. I'm like, what are they talking about? People like, I think people like get on the outside, the visuals. But listen, that's a part of music. I mean, the visuals are a part of it, especially now in the times that we live now. I mean, but listen, you can even go back to the biggest bands and how they used to perform on stage and do all the things that they did. And I'm talking about rock bands, R&B bands, funk bands, country bands. It was a big show. People put on a show. She is an entertainer who can sing, in my opinion, man. And people who say that she can't sing, I don't even understand it, man. It's just bananas to me. Man, it's just real talk. So the Texas Hold'em song, right? Once again, I enjoyed it. I liked the visuals. I think they were cool. I don't know if people thought that maybe it could have been more inclusive. Now, I'm just talking about me, and maybe that bothered them. But she's just doing her and what she felt that was cool, man. So I didn't have a problem with it, man. But I just wonder, the question is why do you have a problem with it if you do? I mean, I've seen some people like go real hard. You can unfollow me if you don't. This is not country. I'm talking about stars, just, you know, like, listen, everybody's trying to grab a hold of something like they own it. Nobody owns country music. Nobody owns R&B. Nobody owns rock and roll. None of it. If you feel like you want to do another genre of music that's not the norm that you're doing, then do it. You know, who are we to tell a creative and artist that they can't do that? And I always go with, if the song is hot, it's hot. It's really that simple, man. I'm telling you, man, I'm bugging. And what'd I say? People are saying this is not country music. Let me tell you something. Music has changed so much. I'm a hip hop artist, rock artist, rap metal, but I love music. I've grown up around every single kind of music, every genre, man. I listen to it. I love it. My playlists are crazy. People are like, you know, some people are just like, they don't understand it. But, you know, once again, maybe I'm the weirdo because I like all kinds of music. Of course, there's songs that I don't like, you know, but there's so many people like screaming like, this is not country music. Man, country music has changed. Think about it. I mean, even like Dolly Parton, the beautiful Dolly Parton, who can just sing her ass off, man. And she can do rock and roll if she wanted to, and she had, you know, people are talking about that. I mean, get out of your own way, man. Get your head out of your ass, man. I mean, listen, you can be mad about it. You can talk noise about it, but it's not going to change anything that these artists are creatives and they're enjoying what they're doing. I know that I've written a country song. I love country music. You can't tell me what I like. You can't tell me what I love, and I'll do what I want to do as I please. Now, if you like it or you don't like it, that's fine. But still, I'm going to say what I have to say because I felt inspired by whatever. Music is universal. There's nothing better than music. Music is love. All around this world, people love music, man. Yo, it's just the greatest thing in the world, man. I'm trying to tell you. But anyway, let me continue. So like, I love the like Barbara Mandrells and Loretta Lynn's and Crystal Gayles and once again Dolly Parton, you know, most talented old school. There's Tammy Wynette. There's so many others that I know I'm missing, and I apologize. But listen, Shania Twain is a more up-to-date one, even though she's been around. Listen, when you hear these songs that they have and these voices, they're just good. But there's so many people that have a problem with Beyonce doing a country song or a country album. I just don't get it, man. You know, listen, Dolly Parton wrote the song, I Will Always Love You. Whitney Houston covered that song and she murdered that song in the best of ways. It's still a country song. She just put her twist on it. It's one of the greatest songs ever. Dolly Parton wrote that, but it was able to go into other genres and be dope. It doesn't matter because the song was hot. If it's a hot song, it's a hot song. It's just that simple to me, man. I just think so many of you are out there wilding. Once again, you can have your opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. Music is subjective. But when you start talking about other things, about this person, and I don't like this person because this or that, I just have one question. Is the song hot? Is the song fire? You know, does it make you move? Does it make you dance? That's what we want to know. That's just music, man. I'm telling you, man, it's just crazy. But I tell you what, if Dolly Parton did that Texas Hold'em song, man, I could just hear her on it, man. This ain't Texas. I could hear listen, I know she would kill it too, but do it in her own way. But it would still be country, right? It would still be a country song. Just because Dolly Parton's doing it, it would just be country, right? And Dolly Parton, I love Dolly Parton. She's amazing, man. There's no doubt about it, man. So a lot of purists might not, you know, dig even if Dolly Parton did it. Let me say that. I grew up in a time of the, you know, Conway Twitties, the Hank Williams Jr.'s, Ronnie Millsap, the Oak Ridge Boys, Alabama. What's the song? I can't think of my man's name who's saying, just a swinging in Charlotte, she's as pretty as the ain't. I love music, man. So you're going to get mad because I love the music? Or as a creative, as an artist, you're going to tell me that I can't do it? Man, you're bugging, man. Yo, and then look how country music has just crossed genres and all the into hip hop and rap and rock and all. Listen, it's music, and the creatives will continue to push the button. They will continue to create and bring things and mix genres. It's just cool like that, man. I'm not mad with it, man. Once again, there's a lot of stuff that I don't like, but I respect it. Once again, just my opinion. Just my opinion. Yo, I think, listen, the Texas Hold'em song is cool, man. You know, once again. So I'd like to say this, though. You know, we do not own the rights to tell an artist what they can or cannot do. This is still the United States of America, right? We believe in what we believe in. And so everybody can have an opinion. Yes, indeed. We have that freedom, you know. And I'm not upset with anybody, once again, with an opinion or I'm just amazed at the underlying bias of those who want to tell the rest of the human race what to think. That goes for stars to the so-called regular people. You know, everybody's that. Listen, somebody might have more money than you. They might have more fame than you. That don't mean they're better than you. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the president. I don't care if it's somebody on the street that's, you know, that doesn't have the things that you may have or is doing less. Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to be me. I'm confident in who I am, and I'm always going to love who I am, and I'm thankful and grateful for this individual that God has created. It's me. I can't be anybody else but me, okay? Just like you can't be anybody else but, you know, but you. You can hate. You can do those things, but I'm trying to tell you, man, music is just music. There's nothing better than music. It's the greatest art form in the world to me. And it brings so many emotions to you. I always say that music is a time machine. It can take you back to some of the greatest days of your life, man. Yo, I don't want you to think that I'm tripping. I'm just talking, having a conversation, because I really just wonder why there's so many people that hate on these artists, people that hate on Taylor Swift and say Taylor Swift is not country, man. Listen. It's not the old school country. It's the new country. When Nirvana came out, it was the new, man. People hated on them, but they're like one of the greatest ever, man. Teen Spirit is one of the greatest songs ever to me. Just don't get it. Just don't get it, man. We need to get out of our own way. And we need more culture in our life. The more that we fight, man, the more ridiculous that we look, man. I'm an open book, man. I'm not trying to play those games, man. I'm just who I am, man. So once again, I'm thankful for the freedoms we have in this country. And, you know, as long as we understand choices, decisions, and consequences come with those freedoms, you can speak your mind all day long. But you got to figure that sometimes you're going to get some pushback, because you may feel you're right, but that doesn't mean you're right, you know? And you know, we can all do better. We can do a better job of, you know, being better human beings and not, you know, not be so filled with negativity. There's a lot of negative people in this world. I like to move forward in positivity first. You'll show me if you're an asshole or not, man. Listen, it happens, okay? And then I just remove myself from being around you. But I like to move in positivity. I like to think in a positive manner. And once again, I don't like everything, but I don't disrespect it. It just might not touch me. But when you come out there and you're talking about the person, you're not talking about the music they're creating. You're talking about that person. Now, I don't like this person because of this. Even if the song is hot, you might still hate it. You know, I'm not talking about political views or whatever like that, not unless the songs or whatever are politically motivated. This is just a good feeling song to her talk. Come on, man. Stop playing, man. Yo, man. And I just think that there's some other things going on that a lot of people might not want to talk about. But hey, listen, you need to get your mind right, man. Get yourself together, man. I'm just talking, man. You know what I'm saying? So honestly, if you dislike the song, fine. If you dislike any artist creativeness, that's fine too. Just know you may get pushed back for your idiotic stance. No offense. That's just my opinion. And just like you, I have a right to have mine also. So, hey, listen, man, I just wanted to come out here and have this conversation, man. I was going to talk about, you know, I had another special guest and I'll just push it to next week. Get back to my metal thing, man, and to my music thing for real. But this is music, though, man. It's just, I just feel that I had to have a conversation with you guys. And I want your comments. I want you to tell me what's so bad about this song and what's so bad about Beyonce. What is it that you don't like, man? Because I know there's a lot of people, you know, they're like, she can't sing. But I was like, you guys must be out of your mind. I am a fan, and I will say that. I'm a fan of Jay-Z, too. I am a fan. Yes, indeed. I love their music. I love what they do. I love how they push the envelope and handle business, man. And a lot of times that's what we need to have these conversations. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is yours truly, the Lord Nelson, that is, from the podcast Live and Loud with the Lord on the CMS Network with Five Royals Entertainment, the big guy with the big show doing what I do. You see the picture. It's Beyonce. I'll go ahead and say it. Texas Hold'em handling her business. And I'm looking forward to the whatever else that she's going to bring out. She's going to do a whole album, man. It's going to be amazing. I know it is, man. I know it is, man, because she's got like the best producers, the best. You go get them. She can go get them and just make great music. And she always makes great music. So one love to you, world. Thank you guys for taking the time, your precious time to spend with me. Make sure you subscribe and share and like and love. And shout out to my brothers on the CMS Network, you know, all of them. Sometimes I forget them. Chris, Seth, Matt, Scott, Neely. Am I missing any? I know I'm missing some people, man. And I'm sorry, man. It's just my mind's everywhere. Boom, 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 boom. I'm thinking. If I missed you, forgive me. But I just know that just talking about this young lady right here, man. She's dope, and I wish and pray and continue success in all that she does, man. Indeed. She's dope, man. Just like you guys are. Your opinion is your opinion, and you can have it. Doesn't mean you're right, though. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. It's the Lord Nelson. That is. Peace. Be good.
One step to the right. We headed to the dive bar. We always thought it was nice. Ooh, run me to the left. Then spin me in the middle. Boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas.
Come take it to the
floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now.
In the ever-evolving world of music, artists need to reach their audience faster than ever before. Introducing Too Immersive For You, the Emmy-nominated pioneers in viewership experience. We've revolutionized the way music artists share their material with the world. Our groundbreaking AI engine generates stunning visuals that bring your music to life. Imagine having your own personalized music video, perfectly synchronized to your unique sound in a matter of hours, not weeks. With Too Immersive For You, it's now a reality. Get ready to unlock a new dimension of music visualization. Too Immersive For You, where music meets immersive visuals. Contact us now to discover how Too Immersive For You can elevate your music to new heights. www.musicvideoai.net